Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Matzura. The Kohen has the authority to pronounce someone with a skin malaise, either pure or impure, based upon his ability to diagnose the malaise. Zaris, otherwise known as a type of leprosy, is considered to be a spiritual malaise that manifests in a physical manner. Therefore, the Kohen is also skilled in addressing the underlying issues and root cause of the physical manifestation of Zaris. This explanation of Zaris points toward the connection between the mind and the body, as well as an individual's inner world and his or her physical being. It has to do with the connection between the internal aspects of a human being and the physical self. Therefore, understanding ourselves is considered essential because some sicknesses begin with the inner dimension of emotionality, thoughts, and inclinations. Especially in the case of Zaris, the negativity on the inside is exposed by the physical malaise on the surface of the body. From this perspective, it is understood as a warning sign to the person who is afflicted. The individual is being shown the need to address the aspects of interiority that are out of balance with what would be considered the ideal state of mind, inclusive of proper thoughts and healthy emotions. The leper is required to dwell in isolation outside of the camp. This will permit the leper, in Hebrew, Metzora, to have the opportunity to reflect and self-evaluate himself in regard to the inner talk and outward speech that comprised Lashon Hara, both within and without. It is important to emphasize here that Lashon Hara within constitutes negative self-talk. Moreover, the quality of our inward nature and how we perceive ourselves influences the way we think, talk, act, and perceive others. If we speak Lashon Hara, this is ultimately an indication of our own inner negativity. And the Kohen shall go forth out of the camp, and the Kohen shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the Kohen command to take for him, that is to be cleansed, two living clean birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. The cleansing, the Matzura, the person who contracted Zaris, is as such. When a leper completed his seven-day exclusion from the camp of the Bnei Israel, he would be examined by the Kohen. After being declared healed of the leprosy, he would be required to make an offering, two living clean birds. In addition to the birds, cedarwood and scarlet and hyssop were necessary for the offering. There are various commentaries on the significance of the cedarwood, scarlet, and hyssop. The cedarwood is said to denote haughtiness. Therefore, the Midrash comments, because he has exalted himself like a cedar, he should humble himself like a grass. It is taught that the Matzura, leper, received his infliction because of the Lashon Hara, evil speech. Whenever someone says something unwarranted about another person, he acts in a derogatory way to that person. Therefore, he exalts himself by putting himself above another person. The antidote implied by the Midrash is the seeking of humility in all of his interactions with others. When a fair accounting of one's own faults is made, he cannot put himself above others. Another view in regard to a leper's offering: both the cedar wood and the hyssop are key to the quality of life one should have in service to Hashem. To be exalted in that sense, that like a cedar tree, one lifts up his eyes towards Hashem. This is necessary to transcend the life of the mundane. While to remain lowly, like the hyssop, is to have a modest sense about oneself in the eyes of others.